Islamabad's decision to reopen its routes for supplies to US-led forces fighting in Afghanistan has sparked countrywide protests, with major political and religious parties mobilizing masses to press the government to reverse its decision. Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party called for an anti-US protest in metropolis Peshawar. Thousands of people took part in the protest and denounced the government's move to boost US reinforcement in neighboring Afghanistan.
Our today's rally is basically against the restoration of supply to US-led forces in Afghanistan. We believe that this region has turned into a chaotic zone since the US has invaded Afghanistan. But we will continue our struggle until the US leaves.
Islamabad's move came after the US apologized for its airstrikes on a Pakistani checkpost in November that left 24 Pakistani troops dead.
We are totally against the government's decision. We demand that the government immediately reverse its decision to open the supply route for US forces. We feel it is equal to selling the blood of our soldiers, the US killed at Slala checkpost. We will hold countrywide demonstration in order to stop the supply routes if the government failed to do so.
Leaders of the party said the U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, only expressed regret over the incident by saying sorry, which they believe was by no way an apology. They also said the U.S. has neither responded to Islamabad's demand to stop its assassination drone attacks in Pakistan. Chief of the party called on the government to end its alliance with the U.S. in its so-called war on terror that has inflicted unprecedented losses on the Pakistani nation.
We demand the government to withdraw from the so-called US-led war on terror, which is not our war and is not in our national interest.
Shouting, "Down with America and down with NATO," the angry protesters say they are ready to go to any extent to compel the authorities to review their decision. They believe the decision has been purely made to appease the Americans. Zayed Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.